Welcome to the Families at Grace podcast, where we seek to equip and encourage parents as they apply the gospel in their homes. Hey, everybody. Welcome back.
Great to be with you.
Yeah. It's been, I guess we didn't do one in November, did we? I don't think we did,
I think it may have gotten released in November. We recorded it earlier than
that. That's right. Okay. So for listener standpoint, it's only been a month.
That's right.
Great. Yeah. So we're back again, and we talked last time about Matt Chandler and Adam Griffin's book, Family Discipleship.
That's right.
And we broke it down into the first half sort of what they were talking about, and then we're going to continue that today. Just to recap for last time, we talked about two elements. One was the idea of modeling, and that is that we as parents need to model our own walk of faith with Jesus as an example to our kids. So we can't really lead our kids where we aren't going.
That's right. They're watching us, and some things are better caught than taught.
That's right. That's right. So things like remembering their parents reading their Bible personally and not just to the family, or praying and things like that. Like those are and your own commitment to going to church, for example.
That's right. They see our priorities.
That's right.
Out. Yep.
That's right. So they see that we're modeling that for them.
That's
and
right.
Then the second element that we talked about last time was the idea of time, and they were trying to with the word time. I don't know that I would have chosen that word. But they're trying to encapsulate intentional time you're spending with your family. So we would call that maybe family discipleship, the regular, every day or every week.
Yeah, maybe the setting the habits and patterns of family life that help accomplish the discipleship of our families, our children. So thinking about how you talk about those things, how you integrate family worship in your family, whether it's every day or every week or special times, and then how you find ways to serve, schedule times that your family can serve other people. So and being part of the regular rhythm of church life, Sundays and Wednesday nights for youth group, or whenever you have community group and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So setting those intentional times of discipleship.
Yeah. Now the stuff that we're moving into this time to finish out the book is these two words of moments and milestones.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas the first stuff is kind of the regular rhythmic discipleship stuff that's like regular every week or every day or that kind of thing.
Right.
These are a little more unique. So Jason, why don't you spend some time talking about what they mean by moments?
Yeah, so moments they define as capturing and leveraging opportunities in the course of everyday life for the purpose of gospel-centered conversation. So this is what we typically call a teachable moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these things pop up as you're doing life, as you're living together, you have the opportunity with your children to address a character issue or teach a valuable lesson doesn't come through your regular review of Sunday school lessons or reading the Bible together. It's just part of everyday life, and you see an opportunity. God provides you an opportunity to address something with your child or to teach something specific. So they talk about focusing on the characteristics of God and then also on godly character. So we have opportunities as we interact throughout life to teach our children about who God is,
right,
and why it's important.
Mm-hmm.
So they hear about who God is through our family worship times, through their Sunday school lessons, through coming to church and hearing Scott sermons, or through their D groups and the things that are talked about on Wednesday night. But we get a chance during these moments to take that and help them see how it applies to life.
Mm-hmm.
Not that that doesn't happen in those other scenarios, but this is a real application time, a real intimate application time when we are seeing what's going on in their life, in their heart, and are able to address those things with the Word of God and with the character of God. And then also to encourage godly character. There are things that we want for our children to grow up to be, the kind of character we want them to have. And we can focus on that at other times, but really it's in these teachable moments, in these God-given moments, that we have opportunities to speak into those situations, those character qualities that we want to see lived out and developed in their lives. So these are, like you said, these are unplanned opportunities, but they are not, that doesn't make them less important or less vital to our child's discipleship and mm-hmm. to our parenting. So
sure.
The thing that they encourage, the thing I like, is they encourage us to be prepared for these.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes something can happen and it takes us off. We're off guard as parents and don't know how to respond. Well, they encourage us to have a regular, to use the same language, to have a shared vocabulary in our family as we talk about these things, so that we're prepared when an issue comes up and we need to address it.
Yeah.
We're all working out of the same, playbook, so to speak.
Yeah. They give a great list, at the end of the chapter, they give a great list of attributes of God, of godly characteristics that we can try to have ourselves, of moments, I think, when these things might happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember if I said this now, but the vocabulary, just like the words to keep coming back to, I think was all super helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's kind of the way Jesus taught, right?
Right. Yeah. They give some examples of how Jesus did this, you know, walking around with his disciples.
Yeah.
He took those opportunities to teach. You know, when his disciples get angry and want to call down fire from heaven on a village, he is able to teach them what it really looks like to be a disciple,
mm-hmm.
And the love and mercy that should flow from the heart of a disciple. So those are the kind of things that we run into in our life parenting as well.
I think from my own life, I would not say I'm great at
mm-hmm.
doing this,
mm-hmm.
or you said being ready.
Yeah.
I think most of the time the moments like mm-hmm. this for me, are when I've messed up and reacted sinfully to something, and then have to go back and sort of repent to my kids and reiterate it's like me being grouchy with them, honestly.
No.
Like that's kind of where it is. Yeah. It's real grumpy. And then having to go back and say, man, mm-hmm. I love you
mm-hmm.
much more than this issue.
Right.
Imagine how much more God loves you, you know,
that's
that
right,
kind of thing. And God loves you perfectly where mm-hmm. I'm messed up and I'm a sinner and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. I feel like, so my moments often come in retrospect, looking back on it.
It's true. Yeah. Which is exactly what they're talking about here. You know, you can teach a child what repentance is,
mm-hmm.
you know, turning from your sin and turning toward God. But when they see it happen, especially
right.
when they see someone repenting as a parent, repenting toward them
mm-hmm.
and confessing, then that is what makes the impact. It makes this a teachable moment.
Yeah.
So you're exactly right. Now, what about the milestones? Why is that different than these moments that we've been talking about?
Yeah. So moments are the things that you can't see coming that mm-hmm. just happen on you.
Mm-hmm.
Like they use the example of a death in the family or, you know, loss of other kinds or, mm-hmm. or things that are maybe stressful or fearful or things like that. I think they use the example of like the child who's afraid of the dark or
mm-hmm.
something too,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Those are things that you don't, I mean, you might see those coming, but there's not like a day set where you know that's
out.
Coming for you to plan out. So milestones, they would say milestones are marking and making occasions to celebrate and commemorate significant spiritual milestones of God's work in the life of the family and the child. So
mm-hmm.
that's a big definition.
Yeah.
The big things are making and marking. So making would be creating significant milestones to commemorate, celebrate, or commend spiritual growth. So things like a child's baptism.
Right.
The first time that they take communion after they've been baptized.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the first time you give them a Bible. Maybe the first time that they come to the service,
church,
you know, at Grace. I know it's different at other churches, but at Grace, we encourage children to start coming in kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And so it might be that first Sunday that you're coming to the corporate worship gathering, you think about a way to commemorate that. And then also like things that aren't necessary. They use spiritual milestones, but they also talk about things like driver's license, first job, graduation,
mm-hmm.
Turning 13
mm-hmm.
or turning 18, you know, that kind of stuff. That you see coming and you can set aside to be something significant in their life. And then for marking is appreciating God and his unpredictable work as you recognize it in your family. So
mm-hmm.
So where like a child who is now being given maybe a heightened level of responsibility or they've shown some sort of courage or bravery or intuition or all kinds of maturity, you stop and you point to those things.
Yeah.
So I think we all probably can recognize some of those in our own life where you can do that. But they're saying that we're going to intentionally mark those things out and set them aside and sort of acknowledge God in the midst of them.
Yeah. So a way to remember and be reminded of what God has done.
Yeah.
Creating something that will help us do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what other ideas that go with milestones? You know, we think a lot about, you know, every birthday is a milestone, especially as our kids are developing and changing so quickly during these stages of life. So what are things that we can do to help them see the significance of those moments?
Yeah. So I think there's a couple of things. One is I think we change our mindset and try to understand that everything is under the you know, God's purview. And so I think if we think about that, then that helps us just be mindful to acknowledge God in those moments. Kind of makes me think of, I forget the author of this book, but there's a book called Every Moment Holy.
Yeah.
And it's like liturgies and prayers for these kind of normal mundane things. But there are also some like milestone moments in there, like moving into a new house or the death of a pet. I think there's a prayer for the loss of a pet or something. In this book, they give a bunch of different ideas. So one would be like heirlooms and mementos.
Yeah.
So like an heirloom would be something that you're passing down to them that will be passed down, and it has some kind of significance to your family or something spiritual. Mementos would be like something that I think Bill Maynard has a box of rocks from different things. Doesn't that just sound like him?
Shout out to Bill Maynard.
Shout out to Bill. That's been on my mind. He came and showed the youth group like stones that he's taken from all these really important times in his life. Yeah. So he's got these mementos to look back. They talk about rituals and traditions. And those, you know, those are daunting kind of terms, but like traditions might be watch an elf when you're, you know, after you decorate the Christmas tree. You know, rituals could be like when I was growing up, like if we went on a family vacation, we did not pull out of the driveway before we prayed for our trip, for the safety, for the time that we would have and things like that. That's a ritual. So that's a couple. Events and experiences. I mean, we invest in our family's life by taking a trip or going out. Another one was like feasts and fasts.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, like a birthday, having birthday cake is a feast, you know, like you're kind of indulging in something as a celebration of something that's going on.
Yep.
Fasts, we're probably not as good at typically, but something that says we're going to set this time apart. And it doesn't have to be a food fast. It could be, we're not going to, I mean, a great resource is Axis, AXIS.org has a little thing that you can, I think, download. And it's like a unplugged weekend family kit.
Yep.
So a fast from technology for a weekend screens, allows you to reconnect with each other and with God. They also talk about responsibility and authority. Like if you have a child that it's the first time you're leaving them at the house alone, or it's the first time, you know, the first time that they're taking the car out after they got the driver's license.
Yeah.
You figure out a way to pray for, acknowledge the Lord, or just mark the significance of this moment and just stop for a moment.
Yeah. There's that, it's an element of positive reinforcement, right? We do that a lot with young kids. You reinforce what you want to see, the behavior you want
to see.
But somebody else said that the thing that you celebrate is the thing that gets repeated.
That's right.
So we can take these opportunities to celebrate the responsibility or the new phase. And the good things that we see in our kids that goes a long way in helping them develop godly character and be a disciple.
And I think if they see, you know, this maybe goes back to modeling, but I think if they see us recognizing God's sovereignty and authority over maybe sort of, I mean, not that there's special occasions, but maybe what they might think of as more mundane things or more secular, quote unquote, things like getting a driver's license.
Yeah.
If they see us taking that and saying, no, you having a driver's license is something that is under the authority of God. And we're going to call on him we're going to ask him, plead with him to keep you safe, to keep you from temptation.
Yeah.
you know, that, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that speaks a lot to them. And it also maybe enters in, it helps to combat the compartmentalism that we all kind of battle that says my spiritual life is something that's for church.
Yeah.
And then the rest of my life, God doesn't really have anything to do with. But
right.
if we bring God into, if we bring our relationship with Jesus into all of those things, I think that has a profound impact.
Yeah, absolutely.
On our kids.
Yeah. So we encourage you all to maybe take a look at this book. It's called Family Discipleship by Matt Chandler and Adam Griffin. It's a quick read. It's a very helpful read. Good resources. It's not overwhelming. It's and encouraging. I know sometimes we get a parenting book and you are leery to open it because you don't want to feel the guilt and shame of all the things you've done wrong. They do a very good job of not laying on guilt and shame about where you've been, but give great encouragement for looking ahead, having a plan, coming together as a husband and wife, mom and dad, and having a plan for moving forward. So this is a great resource to start your new year. We're almost to that point.
Yeah.
Everyone's ready for 2021. and this would be a great resource for you to have and look at during the new year.
That's right. Thanks for listening. And we just want you to know that you know, we're here for you. We're praying for you.
Yep.
If there is any way that Jason or I can serve you, please reach out and let us know. And we hope you have a great Christmas break.
Yep.
And we'll talk to you next time.
Look forward to talking to you again.